much can you flip a basic
but
sound?
It's original. Like, can't see the science and don't fucking use that.
What is going on, you all? Welcome back to the Timster Podcast. It's Timster, your host, at T-I-M-S-T-U-H. What is going on? Hope y'all doing okay. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. And I just wanted to say I'm super, super grateful for everything that's been going on. Our birthday was just not too long ago on Monday. And so it has been 2 days after my birthday, and we've been celebrating a lot for the last week, maybe 7 to 10 days now. And a lot of different things have been going around. Just to give y'all a quick update, I haven't been getting on the podcast because I had been celebrating ourselves, of course. Enjoying yourself, self-care is always the best thing to do. And so, yeah, that was just a quick update of that. We did some fun stuff, but we also have a lot of business endeavors coming around. We have a lot of things that we've been working on, a lot of collaboration, a lot of partnerships, and more. And as we leeway and segue away into the business and partnerships and stuff, I just want to go ahead and say thank y'all so much for 160,000 followers on TikTok. Thank you so much for our growing community on Twitch and our growing community on YouTube and our growing community here on our podcast, as we're trying to alleviate our way and our value and be able to keep helping people out on tremendous platforms and being able to just expand. And you all that help us out and support us give us that confidence and able to do that. So anything really means the world. If you can rate our podcast, share our podcast or more, that it just means the world. So to just talk about today, I just wanted to really talk about, just on top of me celebrating my birthday 2 days ago, I just wanted to say the title of it is going to be One Life. We get one life, y'all. And I say that because it was weird. I woke up this morning and I woke up with a fire, you know, a fire in me. And I was like, dang, man, it's crazy that we don't wake up with our passions on fire at times, because I take it for granted also, because I'm able to do everything I love every day and wake up and have the flexibility of time. And that's usually where the win and the success is in right there, because if you're able to be flexible, wake up, do what you want, and just have some form of a passion and fulfillment, that wins and outweighs everything. And then that's when money rolls in and finances rolls in and partnerships roll in and companies roll in. There's money everywhere, right? And I heard Stuart Wilde today, I believe he said. I think it's Stuart Wilde, he's a UK, I believe, a speaker. And he said, he says, there's enough money in the world for everyone to be millionaires, literally, for every single person. But the system is so set up to an extent to where people just don't really grasp onto it, and then it ends up going to about like the top 5% of the people actually owning a majority of the wealth in the world. And what really blew my mind in that statement is it's not just how he said it, that everyone could be millionaires, because that's cliche, right? Because everybody always tries to post up stuff on social media, oh, we're gonna be millionaires, yada yada yada. But when it comes down to really putting in the work, he says it's some of the just smaller intangibles of what you do day in, day out that really can help you out, right? It's all momentum. And it's crazy, because I was laughing because it really spoke to me. Because he says something pretty cool. He talks about just gathering momentum, you know, he says your typical stuff also, you know, your dress for success, your fake it till you make it, your actor's technique, and trying to make yourself a millionaire, right? You want to just intentionally put yourself out there. That's kind of what he says. And he also just talks about just the energy of trying to attract others and being prepared for that energy. So some things that we do is that we always want the law of attraction to work and the energy and the universal aspect. But even me, and I fall in this category too, sometimes I'm just not prepared enough, meaning like business structures are out of hand at times for me. And I notice the more organized and structured and clean and intent that I have to keep putting myself out there, changing my environment, upgrading everything around my lifestyle, and just trying hard every day and putting universal energy out there, being grateful and working toward it, that's when I start seeing people coming out the woodworks, wanting to work with me, attracting more energy, attracting more connections, being grateful, and just not rah-rah, we're happy, toxic positivity, but actually being focused and having good intentions. And so he says that getting multi-millions of dollars is not hard. It's just we're set up to not lose, but sometimes we have so much of a route to get around. And I'm in this route that he's talking about. He talks about the route of just, you know, being broke and being in debt. I came from all that and just trying to go to school and try to figure out ways and try to scratch and claw your way out of everything. And I thought that was really, really fascinating. It just clicked because he says that, and he's like, the reason why people can't get that vision going, meaning the fact that you can actually touch a lot of money, is because you're kind of suffocating yourself because you have debt or you're buying things you can't afford. And he talks about that also. He talks about just spending less and saving more a little bit so you can give yourself that leeway and that path to be at peace. Because he talks about when you have debt and everything, you're just kind of far more tense, you're stressed, you're always worried about day-to-day bills, that it doesn't allow for you to sit and really daydream about the future. And that's kind of where we started winning, guys, because it wasn't that we just started overnight becoming a success. It was more of we got rid of our bullshit, and that allowed us to daydream into a better environment. And then it allowed us to sit still and focus more and narrow down our focus and get into the zone and tap into our subconscious mind a lot more. And now I know what he talks about when he says just intentionally doing things and bringing that energy to where people want to believe in you. And he also says this, you know, just the abundance factor is true, in that we shouldn't see money as evil. We shouldn't see money as anything, because money should actually be a universal prospect of how we live this world. We need things. We need to buy things. It shouldn't be like that. And another thing, I love what he says. There's so many things that I love what he freaking says, man. And he said, he also says, you know, people that say like money is the root of all evil or money is not everything are usually people that were saying that in those, you know, like medieval times and back then in BC times, where they didn't really have as much functionality to do and all this technology around and investments to go around and how the society has shaped itself in order to have to pay for stuff. So money is almost everything. It's not exactly everything, but it is a majority of what it is that can keep you free. And keeping your pockets filled with money and cash, he states that you're able to really prolong your successes because you won't have to look too much into sinking down into negativity and doing more. And so I love how he says that it's not that. He basically says build your foundation and make it the best you could potentially be so that you can daydream more. He's literally saying to find a correct formality of energy. Don't feel guilty of wanting money. Don't feel anything. Find that exact formality of wanting money, like really, really wanting money. I know I used to be like, man, I want money, but then I still won't charge anybody. I still feel weird at times if I charge somebody. Like now I'm just like, I'm gonna charge all y'all. And it's for real. I mean, as rude as it can sound to some, it doesn't sound rude to me because it's value time. And I believe in my services and I believe at what we offer over here at Timsta. And so he says, just don't ever do that. Don't ever try to talk bad about it. Just listen to what you're saying. Listen to how you reiterate money. But all in all, give yourself that space to dream. And the only way you can get into that law of attraction, quote unquote, dreaming and putting your subconscious mind and envisioning yourself into something. He talks about buying maybe a solid outfit or two so you're ready for that interview, like preparation, of course, preparing. You know, failing to prepare means you're preparing to fail. And then also he talks about paying down your debts, because that usually keeps you too stressed out on the current that you can't really see where you want your end goals. Then he talks about the clarity of your goals, to be as clear as you can in order to get exactly what you want. Because when you put out that energy, you now give yourself something to look forward to in an expansion way, knowing that, dang, I could reach up to there. And then he just talks about the top things are just giving yourself that room. Intentionally allows for you to guide your soul, your body, your spirituality, your vibrance of energy, and that attracts people because you can be serviceable. Now, one more thing that he does say also that I really, really, really love, because after you do all of that, those are kind of foundations you can see online and stuff. But one more thing I love that Stewart said right here. This is beautiful because he says, when you're prepared and everything, and you know, you attract the people, they start clinging to you. He says it in his terms. He says they start crawling under the walls and they start doing all this stuff. But one thing that I really love, he says, when all these people start coming around and they start really valuing you, wanting you, what do you have set up? Do you have programs? Do you have passive income? Do you have things where you can offer, or if you can't be there physically, that you still have some? So all your incomes need to be in line. You have to have everything set up. You have to have all that energy out there, letting, you know, God know, letting your universal know, just your intentions and your subconscious know that, hey, I'm ready to receive money at any moment in multiple quantities. And he talks about having all of that ready, because when people come, you have to have stuff set up so that you can just be so organized and so fast with it, because customers like to be serviced. They like it to be fast and sleek, straight to the point, guarantees, a faster way or a cost-effective way, best bang for your buck. However you can find a solution to all of that is that you're supposed to be that service for that. And that's when you usually have a lot of people, but you had to have it organized to where it's like that. And I was like, oh, dang, that's pretty dope. And then another thing, the last thing he says, on top of just being served, he says always being of service. He said you don't have to create a crazy product. You don't have to reinvent the wheel of success. He said there's a lot of successes out there already. You can, you know, he said there's many places that have the same types of foods and everything. You just got to find your own little uniqueness, your own small twist, and have a service. If you can't think of a business, of a product, and more, he said even the wealthiest people in the world like to be supported. And they, it doesn't have to be financially. It can be emotional support. It can be being there for them, someone. And he says a story about, you know, a waiter serving someone, and that he said that he gave the waiter some tips at his seminar. He said, hey, the only way to really provide more value is to get under your customers, meaning you always have to be of service, and you have to put your ego aside and let them know that you're completely there for them. How can I do this for you? Can I do this for you? And over deliver and oversell. And that eventually becomes that recognition of expansion for you, because now you know how it works and how people work. And that also taps into what Gary Vee talks about just being there for people, always responding to your comments on social media. When I started gathering a lot of numbers on TikTok and my other social media platforms, it was wholeheartedly because I started doing Q&As, responding to people fast, having information, being fast, being unique in our information, and delivering content and executing at the highest rate possible. And I resonated with what Stewart says and what Gary Vee says, because they say just be very serviceable, be valuable, but also be there for the people. Listen to the people. So Gary Vee says listen to your comments, and Stewart's more old school. So he just says get under your customer and your consumer, get to know them, put your pride aside, step out of what you view stuff as, and try to look at it from their point of view. And when I started doing that to myself, I started staying humble, and I was like, oh crap, this really works. So and on top of that, he just puts a cherry on top, just to be serviceable, and that's the real secret to really make a lot of money. And we could feel it now. He said that's the secret to get partnerships, to get more money, to get everything that the universe can bless you, if you're able to just be of service and have everything set up, be organized, and have like a few outfits to where you intentionally want to dress for success, because you feel better when you do that. Get out of your debts so you can envision yourself more. The more you can give yourself time to envision without being stressed out, because you can't have a clear vision if you're always thinking in the back of your mind like, oh crap, I gotta pay this, oh, I gotta pay this, oh, how am I gonna come up with this? And you just kind of keep working the same job, doing the same cycle over and over and over. You're not giving yourself no breathing room. That's why he talks about to spend less and save more, because you don't give any breathing room. I, in recent times, gave myself a lot of breathing room so I could actually be able to give myself some time to actually think. I paid down a lot more of my debts. I did more stuff. So I was like, okay, so now it gives me time to think and be able to do stuff and do things like this. And it really did help. And it was the best investment ever. I minimized a lot of the things that I'm spending while still kind of treating myself at times, but I don't do it a whole lot. I've never really been a huge spender anyway. And so it was just amazing what he says. And then at the end of the day, he just says everyone could be millionaires if they want to. There's enough money for every single person. The money can literally be distributed to everybody in the world and everybody could be millionaires. But for some reason, only a small percentage hold it, because not only do they all interact with each other now, they put themselves out there and then they interact with more people in that echelon. And he says what a lot of people do wrong is that small businesses tend to integrate themselves in different communities that are not really working with the big bucks. And I was like, man, that's pretty cool. So I really wanted to share that today. It just living life and knowing that everyone can make money and that don't ever be hateful towards anyone if their dreams popping off a lot faster than yours. Just know that we could all win, and just to continue grinding and keep doing what you got to do, guys. And so I appreciate you all so much. This is Timsta at T-I-M-S-U-H. Hit me up on all social media platforms. Let me know what's up. Give us a share or a thumbs up or a good rating on this podcast. It really helps out this podcast. Spread the word and spread more positivity. So I appreciate y'all, and y'all have a good one. Later.